This podcast is being recorded on the 31st of March, 2020. It's the afternoon. Dark clouds are on the horizon. By the time you hear this, the rain will have passed, but I seriously doubt that the full extent of COVID-19 will be known. Seattle is on its sixth day of lockdown, a statewide decree that requires that anyone not essential to the functioning of society is ordered to stay at home. The proclamation is called 2025, which sounds suspiciously familiar to Joseph Heller's book, Catch 22. And yet we can't make light of the fact that as of yesterday, the death toll in the United States from the impact of this virus has exceeded those who died in the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001. The fatality rate around the world is 5% of those afflicted as of now. It's a shock for us who had a long period of prosperity and peace, an absence of history, which is normally occasioned by the presence of the four horsemen of the apocalypse: death, pestilence, famine, and destruction. Judging by the line to get into Whole Foods and the empty supermarket shelves at other places, we're looking at famine at some point. But death and pestilence are with us now, and who knows what kind of destruction may follow. We're boomers, that is, myself and my peers. We've had the tales of the Depression and the hardships of World War II told to us as children. And yet, notwithstanding the Cold War and the stagflation of the 70s, it seemed like life was getting better and better until that day in 1989 when the Berlin Wall fell. And shortly thereafter, the Soviet Union, leading Francis Fukuyama to write a book called The End of History. Democracy had prevailed, peace and prosperity would follow, and that is the way it seemed. And we've been living with that for 30 years, and my children have never known anything different. These horsemen are not part of their living memory. At most, they read about it in history books. But all the objective evidence they've ever known suggests that that part of history was over. The famine, pestilence, death, and destruction that has been the story that humans have lived with from the beginning of time have somehow been transcended. I'm afraid history took a vacation, but now it's back. And the butcher's bill grows every day.